Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Wait, Dane Brugler
calls himself the Beast?
No, that's the name.
I'm about to have a conversation. I thought there was already a Mr. Beast.
You're allowed to have nicknames that somebody else give you if you self-proclaim yourself the Beast.
Agreed. It's a problem.
That's where it becomes an issue. Right. Somebody else calls you that.
His draft is called
Dane
the Beast.
Brugler
his
comes draft out guide. With the Beast
Thank
draft
you.
Guy.
He ranks like every player who is draft eligible in the entire thing and then does a full 7-round
Gotcha.
Lock.
Okay. All right. Let's hear
it's a big thing in the draft community.
Okay. So round one, there's no trades in this as far as I can tell. He just goes straight up every single pick that they have. At 31, Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from
That's a familiar face.
Ohio State.
Yeah. Look, we get it. There's not much more to say about him individually. We've talked about him so much. I'm not going to throw a fit if they draft him there. We've gone over the reasons why they would draft that player, what it could mean for the long term. It would give them multiple options in 2026 for left and or right tackle.
If you want to know the players who go directly after him, 35, Luther Burden. So Chiefs fans would lose their mind. Travion Henderson, Drew's guy, goes at 39 in that draft. Ursary, another tackle who's been mentioned, goes 41. So if you're just like, hey, where guys?
Quinchon Judkins 44.
Goes, so like if you're just curious, like some of the guys we've mentioned, like you've mentioned Walter Nolan, he goes 25 in this draft.
What are you looking for?
Colson Loveland, 14th
Colts.
Overall in this draft. So like, you know, some of the other, and Eamon Worry, who I mentioned at 31 yesterday, he's got going at 13. There's a couple of swing players in this draft that
Jags taking Ashton Jeanty, 5th overall.
Oh yeah. You know, do it a third time. You took ETN too high and Fournette too high. Why not? The Jags, that'd be the third time they took a running back in the top 10.
New regime, though.
You ever going to learn a lesson?
Yeah.
It's fine. Second round pick. This is a new name. Trey Harris, wide receiver from Ole Miss. With
size?
Pick 63.
I'm not familiar with that name. What's his size? Is he like 6'1"? Is he like 5'7" and runs like a 4'3"?
4'5"40, it looks like.
Oh, so he's not super fast.
More of a playmaking guy.
Possession style receiver, huh?
6'2", 205.
Oh. Well, I'll say that that's slightly different than the position, because they've got the speed guy. They don't necessarily need the, like, because of Xavier Worthy, I don't know, like, I actually
Alec
think that
Pierce.
Could use
a- Alec Pierce is his comp.
Okay, I liked Alec Pierce coming out of the draft. That hasn't exactly worked out, but, like, I like that kind of style wide receiver. It's like better Juju, right? The idea is, like, it's like a younger Juju, not better, but younger Juju Smith-Schuster, okay?
In the last 2 years, he averaged about 18 yards per catch.
In college, that's like the equivalent of like 13 in the NFL.
Well, especially at Ole Miss. I mean, where they
missed a couple games last year. Looks like missed 5 games with a lower body injury in 2024. Second team AP All-American.
Obviously, 2 third round picks for the Chiefs at 66. Defensive tackle Alfred Collins.
That's another new name.
From Texas. He's a guy that's been in that range of
all the way down
late
to round 3,
second into the third as well. And then Cam Scataboo at pick 95.
Yep, that's the name everybody knows.
From Arizona State.
We've talked about him a lot. I don't think he's the right style back for them, even though he's the name and he's fun to watch.
He's got good vision, and the guy just just doesn't go down.
Damn, my guy Harold Fannin Jr. goes to pick after Scatapoo. I'd rather have Fannin.
All right, here we go. Go back to Alfred Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive tackle, as you said, 6'6", 332.
Dear God.
6'6", 330. Javon Kinlaw is the comp for him.
Okay.
Here's the strengths listed. A-plus body type with well-proportioned frame and premium length. Long arm move, swims.
Knee bend. I hope one day to have somebody describe my body as A-plus body type.
Yeah.
It's like just one time in my life.
It says knee bend and pad level can get away. And very importantly, even though Cody doesn't acknowledge it, his mother was a women's basketball letter winner at Texas. Is that good for you? What about that one work for you?
Why does Zerline keep mentioning
family
that,
pedigree.
Like, Benita, his family?
Show some respect to Benita. She was a women's basketball letter winner at Texas in the 90s. So that's the lineage, just the bloodlines.
Good athletes in the family, is what you're saying. God, this is really bad. If any of my kids ever become professional athletes, no one will ever think they're going to make it because I was myself not even a Division I athlete.
It doesn't hurt when you find out their parents were a high-level athlete. That's all. Just add that to the long list of things you're putting together.
I honestly don't. We could argue about the player a little bit at Scatabu, right? Because I think that you and I both kind of want a more explosive player maybe, but at pick 96, I'm certainly not objective. So far, Dayton Beluga, I wouldn't come in on a Monday and be upset with this draft.
No, solid. It's solid.
Who do they take in the fourth round? Seven, go ahead and give them all to me.
Fourth round is where your guard comes in. Bryce Cabledue from Kansas.
Okay.
From KU.
Okay.
Is he good?
Sure.
Come on, Cole. I'm counting on you for any Kansas knowledge. Come on, man.
Cody, you want me to BS
you? Hey, college podcast kid. Come on, Drew.
You want me to BS you that I was watching the guard play?
Very, very particular.
No, I was not watching.
Cabledue,
I know the name.
What do you think of Cabledue? That is how he pronounces it?
I think it's Cabledue. I don't know if there's any way to really slice it in particulars about Bryce. I wasn't watching Bryce single-handedly on Saturdays, you know?
Okay, that's fine.
I'm with you, Drew. Neither was I.
You know what? I'm going to ask Binkley. You know who would watch guard play on a Saturday?
Bink's probably listening. He'll be ready to go. When he comes in studio with us, he'll have a whole...
Binkley.
Picks in the fifth or sixth round, of course, for the Chiefs either. They got three in the seventh. That's where another tackle comes in. Caleb Etienne from BYU. Also tight end Luke Lakey.
All the other Etienne's?
I don't know.
Okay. Luke Lakely?
Luke Lakey from Iowa, tight end. And then edge rusher Ethan Downs with Mr. Irrelevant from Oklahoma.
I forgot. Actually, I found my notes on Cabledue. You asked.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
I apologize.
I had to go back.
You forgot that you take notes during the game.
My bad. I went back I pulled up an old folder on my computer. I forgot I had every KU player's notes that I wrote down for the season. Bad, guys. I forgot. He was a 4-year starter. Good quickness off the ball. Keeps chopping his feet through contact. Not much of a knee bender, though, Cody, as a run blocker. That's concerning. Punches with his wide hands. Those were the notes I put down for Cabledue.
It makes sense for him to go in the fourth round.
Yeah, totally makes sense. Those were my bad, guys. Those were the notes I had on KU players.
I think an intriguing pick, though, is Luke Lakey. Late, obviously, there's no risk-reward, really, with seventh-round picks. There's only reward, I guess. There's no risk at all whatsoever. And, of course, you look at the pedigree of Iowa tight ends. And you tell yourself, you know, this actually might be, if you're going to pick a tight end in the seventh round, it might as well be a guy from Iowa.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, seventh round picks, I'm not going to be offended by. I feel like the fourth rounder, because you've only got those five picks in the first four rounds, I kind of want you to not take a guard. But it's in the fourth round. I'm not going to, lose my mind. I'd rather see if corner depth or, more defensive line depth exists there, especially because the defensive line goes so deep. I don't know if I wouldn't want to
guard,
pick
guard
there,
picked but. In the fourth round. Does he have a legit? Are they
overall?
Gonna,
no, they'd be in the running. They'd have
competing. You'd be competing.
Are they giving him a shot against Kingsley? Okay.
Yes. That's the appeal of taking him in the fourth, is that they would be in the running day one of training camp. I think that is the number one camp battle. Truthfully, is that I think if they took one in the third or the fourth round of guard, I think that is the number one camp battle going into St. Joe next year.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.